Happy Thanksgiving, Cyclone Nation. Welcome to, I don't want to call it like a Thanksgiving installment of the Mr. B podcast at CycloneFanatic.com, but it kind of is, because by the time most of you are tuning in, it is the day before Thanksgiving. You are probably making some travel plans. Heck, you may even be on the road to where you're going for Thanksgiving as you listen to the Mr. B clothing podcast, and your kids are annoyed in the back seat, and they're saying, "Dad, what do we have to listen to this crap for?" Well, if that's the case, then kids, shut it for the next 60 minutes and let Dad enjoy himself with some Cyclone propaganda. Brent Bloom, how are you?
After that, yeah, it would be a good way to kill an hour in the car.
Yeah, it really is.
And kids these days all have their own devices.
Yeah, they're all hooked up to their DVD players. They got Blu-rays now, probably. Yep.
I saw a kid the other day, probably 4 years old, had his own iPhone walking around.
And that's why that kid's probably a brat. We
at
didn't
least,
have that crap
At least he's
we
quiet.
Going. I didn't have a cell phone until I went to college.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't even have the old Nokia where you could play Snake on it at endless hours?
My mom and dad shared a cell phone, and like if they were going to be at home and I was going to be out, they would send it with me so they could get a hold of me, but that was it. No, I did not have one in high school.
See, I perfected the text message while in high school.
I hate text messaging. If somebody, you've probably done this to me. I mean, if you text me, chances are I'm going to just call you back.
You're one of the rare holdovers.
Well, no, it's just, it's how society, it's the downfall of our society, your cell phones, in my opinion. Seriously, they're horrible. They're horrible.
Let's get Chris going on the technological advances of 2013.
It annoyed the crap out of me back where we used to work, the radio station we used to work at. Small company, what, 20 people? 20 employees?
Right.
And I mean, I got a person three cubes down sending me an email. Just walk over and ask me the question. Why are you emailing it to me? Don't text me. Just pick up the phone and call me. Now, if you're like in a play or at church or you're in a movie, I get it. But just pick up the phone and call.
It's a reasonable.
Well, it gets lost in translation.
It does. You cannot do sarcasm unless you have the sarcasm pirate.
The gym lod.
The gym lod. Yeah. That's right.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Low key. Family's coming to Des Moines on Thursday, and then get to go to Morgantown Friday.
Oh, that sounds joyous.
Staying in Morgantown, though, right on the river.
I'd love to be in Morgantown.
Gonna go party with Dana Friday night.
I'm sure he'll be out.
Yes, he will.
Chances are he will be out in full force. Perhaps for the last time.
he might as well live it up.
Because if he loses to Iowa State,
he's gone.
He probably will.
Oh, yeah.
I think he really may be coaching for his
job.
This
is a big game for him.
That's a little scary now that I verbalized this.
No, seriously, I would love to hang out with Dana Holgorsen. That's a dream of mine.
Why?
You know my infatuation.
Yeah,
with
but
that
why
guy.
Are you still infatuated? I mean, he's clearly proven that he's not the genius you built him up to be 2 years ago.
He seems like a guy who would buy dozens of fireball shots for everyone in the bar. Just likes to have a good time.
No, I won't argue with that.
I don't know about his coaching acumen anymore. But if I could party with one coach in the Big 12, it's Dana. And I don't even think it's close.
I think Gundy'd probably be a pretty good time.
Gundy'd be a good time.
Bill
Who would
Snyder?
Be the Bill's no. No. Bill Snyder unless you're eating a gordita at Taco Bell.
I wonder when the last time Bill Snyder actually had alcohol was.
Probably,
I can't see him ever really just being like, "Oh, let's have a beer."
Probably 1967.
At his wedding.
At his wedding. He had one glass of wine.
Yep, and that was it.
But you got to be
a man of great discipline.
But you got to be efficient.
I will have a lot of beer on Thursday. I guarantee you that. Boy, I might tell you what, the holidays stress me out.
Why? They're not. They're supposed to be the best time of year.
So today,
you look stressed.
Well, I just, you know, so I'm going up to the in-laws on Thursday, which is fine. My family's all coming here over the weekend, which is great. I love seeing them. But the problem is the wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I love her.
Of course.
God love her.
We
I
all
say
do.
It to her face. So we go shopping for all this crap, half of which we don't need. Like, do we really need the Thanksgiving paper plates? Do we really need those? Don't we have a dishwasher for a reason?
It's an understandable question.
So we go there on Sunday.
But you're not a woman.
And I think we're done. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Hence why I'm drinking this porter in front of me right now. Nonetheless, So we go there on Sunday, and I think we're done shopping.
Where'd you go?
Hy-Vee.
Okay.
Yep, Hy-Vee Hotline. I bounce back and forth between them and Fairway. I go every other. And so we're in Altoona. And, of course, you know, they're out of some stuff. And so I get the whole, like, the list. Can you go back and get this, and this. You know, she can't do it. Of course not. I got to go do it, which is fine. Whatever. I'm a team player. I was out today. I went over to Mr. B, MrBClothing.com, Mr. B Podcast, 1994, Northwest 86th Street in Clive, 1995, actually, but who's counting? And so I go back, and I get the ground ginger. I needed a little bit of some sweet potatoes. And so she puts on the list. Frozen strawberries. Well, all they had was this big bag of frozen strawberries. It was like $7, and I'm thinking, okay, that's a little ridiculous. But she put on the list frozen strawberries.
You have to buy it if it's on the list.
So I bought the frozen strawberries, and I'm thinking the worst, I could just put the rest in smoothies or whatever. And so I did that, and she had Thanksgiving plates on the list too, and I get that, and I come home. About 10 minutes later, did they have sliced strawberries?
Oh.
How the hell was I supposed to know you need sliced strawberries? You put frozen strawberries on the damn list.
Can you unfreeze them and then slice them?
No, we're going to have to because I don't think they're going to take the strawberries back if we want to take them back.
Ivy probably didn't do that.
So then she's like, well, one more thing. And she's being nice about it. She's not being one of those naggy, mean type.
Marge Simpson.
That's not what she's like. I'm very lucky in that aspect. But she's still a woman, and she still goes, did they not have bigger plates than this? You know, you told me to get a damn plate with a turkey on it. I did that.
Mission accomplished.
So I'm all frazzled. And then, so we have a short week anyways, and we got to get the same amount of stuff done in 3 days that we normally do in five, unless I'm going to work all Black Friday, which I don't. I'll work some. I'll maybe 2 hours. I'll maybe give you all 2 hours on Friday, but that's it. And then Iowa State decides to bowl in the damn end zone this week. There's a lot going on. A little frazzled.
Yeah. No, it's tough. I had to go to Michael's yesterday.
Oh, no.
That's the seventh circle of hell.
The only thing worse is Hobby Lobby, which is funny because I actually gave, during our wedding planning, Hobby Lobby the same nickname, the seventh circle of hell. That's what I call it to this day.
Both those stores. I had to pick up two things in there.
What did you get?
Because girlfriend's doing the same thing, wants to make crafts and stuff for Thanksgiving.
See, mine's got to be prettier than yours.
It's a Pinterest thing. I blame Pinterest.
Oh,
really.
Pinterest is...
That thing can go to hell.
Yeah, I completely agree. A couple of dudes from Iowa invented it.
I didn't know that.
Unbelievable.
Happy for them, but that thing
can
go to hell.
I guarantee they're Hawk fans.
No question. They have to be. So I had to run in there.
They're probably Drake fans.
Picked up two things in the dollar aisle. Who knew that Michael's had a dollar aisle? And we had to wait 20 minutes in line to buy two things. And they gave me a coupon. I spent $2. They gave me a coupon.
It's probably because a 60-year-old woman in front of you is writing a check. That seems like something that would happen at Michael's.
Yeah, it's just terrible. I'm not going. I told the girlfriend I'm not going back.
Don't ever.
Back.
No, there is a hard written signed rule in this house that never in the rest of my life do I have to step foot in Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, I can do groceries reluctantly. I can do Walmart. I can go to Target. I don't do Michael's or Hobby Lobby.
Yeah,
I learned that now.
That's a good move on your part. Nope. See, the problem with me is we did Sunday night was fine. We actually had fun at the grocery store.
I just don't like the grocery.
It wasn't that bad.
I don't care
for
it. I love Fairway and Hy-Vee. I don't care for the grocery store.
And I'm like, I'm fine with it. But once you make me go back twice for the same trip, then I have a problem. That's where we have an issue. Because frankly, I didn't have time to do that today. I didn't.
Like
we're recording this at 6:15. I'm going to work until 10 probably.
It's like rotating quarterbacks. You either go once or you don't go multiple times.
Sam Richardson proved to be very good at calling timeouts on Saturday. We want to talk a little Iowa State?
When he pulled up, when he came into the game with his headset still attached to him.
I've never seen that happen, have you?
No.
Like something the Vikings do on draft day.
That was a draft day. Exactly. Yeah. Poor guy. I feel bad for Sam.
It's not his fault.
They probably should have alerted him that he may be going into the game.
It's not his fault that they're putting him in cold like that and jerking him around. It's not his fault. But nonetheless, how do you criticize the quarterbacks on Saturday?
That 30 seconds where Grant came in, they go for Sam, the headset's still attached, and they have to call timeout, that encapsulated the quarterback situation at Iowa State in 30 seconds.
What did you take? I mean, curious about this. From Rhodes' deal yesterday with Rohatch.
It was odd. He left himself open to some criticism for that, and I don't know if it's just or not, but why give anybody the nod at that point?
Well, here, this is my analysis of it. Did you watch it happen?
I didn't. I just saw the quote.
Well, see, that's your issue.
Okay.
If you go back and watch that press conference, you'll go, oh, that's it? He was pressed. Tommy Burch from the Register was going at him pretty good.
About quarterbacks.
And it was legit questioning by Tommy. For gosh sake, if you watch Iowa State football, that's legit questioning that Tommy was doing. He was not a headhunter like you see some guys do. And Paul just flat out got annoyed with it. And, I mean, for real, I mean, he was very annoyed. When it was bizarre, because usually when you get annoyed, you don't give the guy anything. And then Paul just kind of blurts out, yeah, well, Rohatch will get the first snap. But nonetheless, it means nothing in my opinion. But, you know, he gave the quote and you have to write about it. And I completely understand that aspect, but I don't buy it. It's a 1A, 1B thing. I don't think this is a 1-2 Richardson 2. I'm a firm believer that the only reason Rohatch has played this much is because Sam's thumb is worse than anybody knows.
Agreed. But Grant was good.
He was great.
Against Kansas.
Well, I'm not getting into that, but my point is the reason he's played as much as he has leading up to Kansas is because of Sam's thumb.
And Grant has played himself into, if 2 weeks ago I would have said, this is Sam's bar none next year when healthy.
Correct.
But even a healthy Sam, Grant's made this interesting.
Well, and the difference between Grant this year and Sam last year is Grant had all that playing time leading up to Kansas where Sam was just kind of thrown out there. Jayhawks had never seen him before. He had a great day against a bad team. That's what makes Saturday interesting. How does Rohatch parlay that? That's what I'm keeping an eye on.
Yeah, it's something to watch, definitely. Yeah. I thought Grant, in executing the offense, was as good of performance we've seen all year because they did exactly what they wanted. Now, it did help that Kansas couldn't rush the passer because of the ice situation.
That, when you don't have anybody blitzing you, that helps.
But the bubble screen game was good. And I think when that's good, the entire offense is good. If you think about Courtney Messingham's best games as offensive coordinator, I don't want to oversimplify this, but it was the opener against Tulsa last year when they scored 38, and Steele Jans completed about 20 bubble screens, if you recall that game. The Tulsa game this year, Sam was really good with the bubble screen game. Ekby had a bunch of catches. Bibbs had several bubble screen catches. Then against Kansas, they ran it well. It opens up the entire running game because the Iowa State vertical passing game is not good enough. So in order to get the safeties to back off the run, you spread them horizontally. And it was really good. Justin Coleman was excellent against Kansas. And Rohatch is putting the ball on the money, which is what you need to do. Now, that bubble screen game does not work against teams who can beat one-on-one coverage.
I was going to say, what if you're not playing Tulsa or Kansas?
And therein lies, like, strategically and philosophically, it makes a lot of sense. Because it's either they throw the bubble screen. It's like a run-pass option they do.
Yeah.
If there's nobody outside, they'll throw it. If there's people outside, they run it. They get quarterbacks given the leeway to make a decision. It works great when you don't have the skill on the outside from the defense, but when Oklahoma can blow up that play one-on-one, it didn't really work. But at least philosophically, it made sense for the first time in a long time against Kansas.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun to finally do cyclone reaction afterwards and not have people. Other than that one guy, not have people want to rip off our heads.
For a guy, because that show ended at 12:40.
Yeah, it was a late Sunday night. Yeah.
And some dude calls in at like 12:15 to complain about backup linebackers.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Why in the world would you stay up that late to make that phone call?
Well, why didn't you call after the Baylor game?
Why now?
Whatever. Hey,
that's a classic call.
They're bowling in the end zone.
They are.
Are you one of those guys who's been obsessed with that over the years?
No.
Because I never have been.
I think it's great.
No, I think it's a good thing. But I've never been one of the guys who's drawn up my own plans or Nothing like that.
And maybe it's because I have no artistical skill to do that. It's needed.
Very much so.
And it'll help recruiting, I think. Your article with the former players was excellent.
Thank you.
Jack made a good point about
Jack's Jeff point Woodford. Was the best one I've heard yet from anybody, even Rhodes and Pollard. No, I haven't heard any of them point that out.
And it was something that's been on the horizon for a while now, and for people to step up and donate that money is fantastic. So I'm excited to see what it looks like. I want to see the initial plans before I get real crazy excited.
Yeah,
but it was a good day for Iowa State.
Very good day, and PR wise, it couldn't have timed out any better. Because that capped off a pretty awesome week, really.
Those guys up there, Jamie and his crew.
The posse.
PR machines.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if there's a better PR machine in college athletics.
If you could find me a better marketing department overall, I would like to see it.
Fantastic.
What are they going to sell leading up to the next football season?
Yeah, you better get your seat if you wanted a seat at the new Bolden South
End
Zone. I don't know. They could. Or they'll sell Lazard.
No, the poster, here it is. They won't do Lazard.
I know. That's what I
It's just a giant redemption. And then, maybe, do you sell Rhodes? Who's your poster boy next year?
Redemption. I like the redemption.
Yeah. Because we're saying, hey, last year ain't happening again, folks.
We're doing their job for them now, though.
Well, I know, but you know what? This is a damn good tip. They should run with this. How do you sell it, though, after you go 3-9 or 2-10? You got to come up with something.
What if?
Because you're claiming that you weren't good, and you're saying, we're going to work hard to be better.
So here's my thought. The current poster is Rhodes and the players looking at the camera.
Yeah.
I said moving forward. What if you put the camera behind him and the seniors, and you face their backs, and have the sun in the background or the south end zone in the background? It's like redemption and focused on the future or something. I don't know.
No, I like that.
I'm just trying to help them out here.
I like that.
I like the redemption angle. I think that's one where they'll go.
I hope that they're listening.
Who's the headline player next year?
That's what I was thinking about. Is it Quentin Bundridge? Aaron Wimberly? Aaron Wimberly. You got...
Senior? You'd be a senior? Wimberly would be a senior?
You can't really put a quarterback on
there. No, can't put a quarterback on there.
I mean, Lazard would be great, but you can't put a guy who's never taken a snap. That could create some issues. Bundridge and Wimberly. But how do you put an offensive guy after this? Rodney Coe?
Rodney Coe would be a senior.
He might be the best player on the defense next year. Seriously. Name a guy who's finished this year better than Rodney Coe.
He's been great.
Oh, he's been fantastic.
Been really good.
Boy, it's too bad David Irving's in trouble.
Yeah. Jevin Miller's been good, too.
Yeah? Jevin's been very most improved player on the team, probably.
By far.
Him and Rodney both. No, but if Irving wouldn't have gotten it, you can't put him on the poster now.
Can't put Irving on the poster.
But that would have been cool.
Would have been, to have the big guys.
Boy, who would have thought two defensive linemen would be featured? All right, nonetheless,
anyway.
We're all excited about the end zone. Do you want to talk about it a whole lot more? I mean, I think that we've said all we need to say.
Well, and
it's a deal where you just kind of got to wait and see what happens.
And we've said for a long time, when they do build it, and it was inevitable.
Yeah.
They're not going to build it to increase seating capacity much more than 60,000.
They shouldn't.
I think getting to 60 would be cool, just to have that 6 in front of your, as the lead number. Rather than 56 is what the capacity is now. But other than that, it's gonna help. It's going to help make it feel more big time. I've been now to every stadium except West Virginia. We'll go there Friday, Saturday. And Iowa State is as good. Jack Trice is as good as some right now. But I'd probably put it at 7th or 8th in the pecking order just because
Who's
still
behind him?
Kansas. Kansas is a joke.
Is there that track around
It's just a weird... Although they do have that...
It's like Drake Stadium on crack.
It is. It is like Drake Stadium. That's a great comparison. Although they've done some work with their south end zone to make it... They put some big chairs in there, but it's still kind of weird. Not a fan of Baylor's current one now.
But they've got the Taj
Mahal
all the way.
They've got big dogs coming. Iowa State needs this. They really do. To at least appear... They've got the football facility... They've got the indoor. Now you make it, you enclose it, it keeps the sound in on game day, and it just makes it look bigger.
They could use a new press box.
And a press box would be fantastic.
But that's...
Let's not get greedy, though.
Let's not get greedy. All right, so I threw it out there that we're doing this. Do you want to do some Twitter questions?
Yeah. What we got?
We have a lot, actually. Apparently, more people are listening to that, or they're just throwing out questions and have no intentions of listening to the podcast. But we'll try and get as many of these answered as possible, everybody. Bruce actually just asked about what capacity. We just talked about that with the new Jack Trice Stadium. About 60,000 is what we are hoping for. Tyler wants to know, do you take anything meaningful from Sherron Dorsey Walker's play against the Kangaroos, or is it still a seven-man rotation? I don't know if it's a seven-man rotation, but I'm not buying in on Sherron Dorsey Walker based off of that. Are you?
No, that second half was a Capital City League game.
Yeah. And perhaps they're better played Capital City League games than what you saw in the second half.
Oh, my gosh.
No, Tyler, if Sherron Dorsey Walker can't make those plays against UMKC, then he probably shouldn't be in the Big 12.
And he played well.
No, I know. We're not taking that away from him. It's just I'm not going to buy in on this guy just because of that.
Agreed.
I don't know if it's a seven-man rotation either, because I think Daniel Adozie...
He's playing as well way into it.
He should be playing.
It's eight.
Yeah, I would agree. Rashad Vaughn update. Don't got one.
If KJ Bluford can be streaky and be good, KJ, it could be a stretch nine for rotation.
Fred has been very adamant about keeping Dorsey Walker and Bluford in the conversation.
One of those two. They don't go to 10, though. It's one of those two in big games.
Correct.
Like
Dorsey Walker has been off the bench before Bluford in every game this year.
Except for BYU. Didn't Bluford come in at the very end?
At the very end.
Just for foul
That
shooting.
Was, I think, strictly for free throws.
Yeah.
So perhaps he's the better free throw shooter of the two.
I would be surprised if in a competitive 10-point game they play 10 guys.
Me too. No, Justin, I do not have a Rashad Vaughn update for you. I apologize. Jim wants to know, Iowa State football question, do we know anything about the JUCO players Paul Rhodes is bringing in? Well, Jim, he has no JUCO commitments so far.
Still none.
He's got 15 commitments. None of them are JUCOs, but there were 6 JUCOs on campus this past week. 3 safeties, 2 defensive linemen, and a linebacker.
Means that they would like some reinforcements on the defense.
Yeah, well, they're going... This is my analysis of the rest of their class. They would take that kid, that quarterback from Texas. Other than that, it's all defense from here on out.
As it should be.
What happened to James White, says Ben? Well, frankly, I think James is still James. I just think he's probably the 4th best running back on the team. Brent, what do you think?
Yeah, he got put in a tough spot. And he's
a kid fumbled.
He fumbled
that one time.
And he's a kid that never complains.
No.
And you never hear anything negative from James White. He's a captain, but he doesn't have the top-end speed of a Wimberly, doesn't really have the shiftiness of a Neely or Sean Trellis, who's just kind of been and he's not Jeff Woody. So he's just kind of been the odd man out. And there had to be. We spoke about it in the preseason that you cannot play 5 running backs. And unfortunately for James, he's been the odd man out. But I was so happy to see him get in the end zone.
Very cool.
Because that's something that kid will remember. And I thought Jeff Woody made some great points after the game in the Cyclone Radio post game. He said that I, meaning Woody, get a lot of credit for the Oklahoma State game. But Iowa State's never in that position for Woody to become famous if not for James White scoring 2 touchdowns in that game.
Yeah.
People forget the long run to make it a 10-point game and then the wheel route for a touchdown in the overtime.
Good points.
So
Jeff is a very profound speaker.
He is. He is. Brought some good points, and we'll miss all 3 of those running backs. It's going to be tough because those guys, it feels like they've been around for 10 years, but Saturday will be the last time we see Woody, Johnson, and Mr. White.
Ryan says, is the Sam Richardson experience over? I feel like Grant's coming out party, I think is what you mean, over Kansas is the same as Sam's last year. I believe we've already discussed that. The difference is that Rohatch actually has some playing time leading up. And no, I don't believe you've seen the last of Sam Richardson. Do you?
No. Although, Grant... Physically, I think he has the better arm.
Oh, it's stronger.
And coordinators love the strong arm.
He needs to learn in the whole touch thing.
He does.
He can throw a 10 and out as good as any guy I've ever seen at Iowa State, other than Sage, probably.
I liked the...
Is that accurate? That 10 and out?
Seneca.
Well, okay, I forgot
about Seneca was deadly accurate.
I forgot about Seneca. How do you forget about Seneca?
It's understandable. He was only there for 2 years. But a 10 and, he throws those intermediate routes really well. You're right. He's got to work on the change up a bit.
But, I mean, he threw a couple of those 10 and outs against Oklahoma. Holy smokes. In that first half, like, where has this kid been?
Yeah.
Threw a couple of them against TCU, too.
And he stood in, stood in the pocket a little bit.
He has better pocket presence. And that sounds crazy considering he took 5 sacks against Oklahoma. But he doesn't just tuck it and run like Sam does. And why is Sam hurt? It's because he tucks it and runs all the time. I like that.
Grant's a freshman still, but there's you can see the tools that they were excited about last year and then the start of this season.
Who are these tools you speak of?
Tools.
My bad.
Yes. Tools.
Kevin. Ooh. You ready for this one?
I'm ready. Dramatic pause.
Will Bloom make it through high school basketball season without getting ejected? Because you got ejected from a high school football game about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, not one of my finer moments.
And then you called in to KXNO, and the guy called in, and like, wasn't there like a scuttlebutt going back and forth between you and this guy?
Some controversy between me and the line judge. So I was.
Who is this guy?
He's probably the guy who complained about backup linebackers as well.
Unbelievable.
No, I got kicked out of a Van Meter football game because I was filming for Channel 5 for their Blitz show. And the linesman almost ran into me when I was filming because I was getting a great NFL film style highlight.
Absolutely, it's the blitz, man.
And the guy almost tripped over me. He was kind of an overweight linesman, fleet of his foot.
Yeah.
And so he blamed me for his awkwardness and threw me out of the stadium. I got ejected at a Van Meter football game.
What a hack!
Didn't get ejected at all this year though, and I love basketball officials, so it won't be happening.
What a hack! That's BS, though, because you love officials more than any person in the world. You would never be a disturbance at a game.
And that's what I told the guy.
You're legitimately the last person I would ever expect to get in trouble at a game. The last person.
And I got ejected.
They've made for an awesome story, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, Bloom, you, the smile on my face, I think I smiled for 10 straight days after that happened. I mean, I'm just lying in bed at night, dead asleep, just giggling because I thought it was so awesome.
And everyone had the same joke to me for about a month and a half. Hey, Bloom, you're out of here.
Oh, a good friend Ryan says, is this year's men's basketball team better than last at this point, or have we just closed out 2 games that we didn't last year? No, I think it's better, Ryan.
Do you?
Yeah. No, I do. I think that just stack DeAndre Kane next to Corey Lucius at this point in the year and tell me who you'd rather have leading that team.
Oh, I agree in that spot.
And that's the point guard, baby. That's the guy that makes things run. We talk about drought proofing a lot in this podcast. This team plays so much better defense
than last year's did.
So much better. And it's not even close. Yes, I think this – I'm not saying that in March they'll be better, but this year's team is better right now.
Will Clyburn and Chris Babb, Tyrus McGee were really good.
So is DeAndre Kane.
I know. That's a really tough question.
Matt Thomas has been in double figures in 4 or 5 games as a freshman.
Yeah, but is he as good as Will Clyburn was last year?
No, but Melvin Edgem's a hell of a lot better this year than he was last
year.
Agreed. Yang's better at this point than he was last year.
If they had – Tyrus is a wild card for me. That guy would come in and just blow things up. If they had that type of energy coming off the bench, then it's possible that Monty could be that guy. Naz Long, similar player.
He's not Tyrus, but he's not as good as Tyrus, but he's a better defender than Tyrus
was.
That's
really tough for me. This team offensively, in my mind, will never be as good as that. That team was.
No, I'm not saying offensively. I'm talking about the team. Is it a better team? How do you say it's not? This year's team is 4-0 with wins against Michigan and at BYU.
I know. But that team, Iowa State's team in February and March last year, sounds homerish, but I believe it was a top 15 team in the country.
Yeah, I can see
this team's ranked 17th. I'm a little wary of that number 17. I'm not sure they're there yet. I think they're a top 25 team. But there's some games here like that. That you and I game makes me really nervous.
Those you and I games make me
It makes me nervous.
You're doing the TV for that.
Yeah.
Where's Shabin at?
I don't know.
What, are you jumping shaving?
I know, I'm not. I don't know if that's possible. I think he's probably got another game or something going
BJ's
on.
BJ's probably got like the ESPN primetime.
He's subbing in for Dan Shulman. No, that'll be fun. Need to go to Mr. B, get myself a fresh suit.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want me to get you an appointment with Timmy and the guys?
Step up my suit game.
You really need to, Brent. If you're going to be doing this TV thing, you need to invest in your wardrobe.
Oh, I know. And luckily it's in relatively low definition.
Man, you're making bank, though. You're in the TV world now. How many zeros are going to be on that check?
I'm going to retire from this podcast.
Holy mackerel.
Not worth my time. No, it will be fun.
More in that game than you do for us in a year.
Not quite that. Not quite that. It's going to be fun, though. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a that's going to be a battle. Iowa State hasn't beaten you and I since 08.
You had a swing by. I'm doing the KXNO. Downs and I are doing a two-hour pre-Big Four Classic.
Are you?
Yeah, you had a swing by. You're the talent.
I'd love to.
You're the talent. We'd love to have you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we're at Buzzard Billy's.
I just hope they don't make me do a stand-up. Kevin Lehman's the analyst. He's like 6'5".
Oh, you're going to look so short.
I know. That's like we need to sit down, Kevin. So I'm looking. So if you want to watch.
You could heighten yourself.
If you,
you put lifts in your shoes.
If you can't make the game and you're watching, go ahead and tune in and make fun of how short I look.
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
Tweet him up at Brent Bloom.
But yes, that you and I game is dangerous. The Iowa game is dangerous. And those games in December.
The Iowa game scares the living piss out of me.
Yeah, it does.
Because I know what Twitter is going to be like if that would go awry.
I know. Can you imagine? See how some of those Hawk fans just...
They're obsessed with Iowa State.
Yeah, that's like the...
They're obsessed with Iowa State.
Going on about the end zone.
Oh, what were they saying about the end zone?
You know, getting on Jamie for making a production out of it. It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Let him make a production
out of it. In fact, you could make an argument. That's one of the top two or three stories in the last 10 years at Iowa State.
They're getting nervous. Iowa State's the bigger school now.
Yeah.
By student enrollment.
I get so sick and tired of the... I mean, every time Iowa State's playing in anything, I just get trolled on Twitter by Iowa fans. I have as many Iowa fans tweeting at me as Iowa State, it seems like, sometimes. God, I've blocked a lot of people lately. I just don't put up with it anymore. That or I retweet them and hashtag it Super Bowl. That's always that fun. I don't want to do too much of that, but it's a good time to do every once in a while.
What did the one cat do who's one of the popular Hawk Twitter guys? Playing sick days?
Oh, yeah, the playing sick days, yeah. He doesn't really... Him and I kind of go back and forth
in a friendly, fun way,
but yeah, I got him last night.
You did get... I saw that. That was well done.
Yeah. I've never met him. I don't know who he is, but he... I mean, he's... The guy just lives on Twitter, but I think he's a pretty good dude. I don't think he's one of the, like, vile ones, if that makes any... He's just a really good smack talker.
That game is going to get heated. Ooh. I'm glad that's in Hilton.
Can you even play Adam Woodbury if you're Fran McCaffrey?
How?
I was talking with Mr. Tim Sitzman at Mr. B about
this. He could stay with Niang.
He could stay with Niang.
Foot speed. Woodbury is an ogre, and he's lanky. He's not a terrible side-to-side foot speed guy, though. He looks awkward, but he can move okay.
But based off of watching Niang the last 5 minutes against BYU, I'll take that matchup.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it on.
Yeah. He could take him out and then just cross him over. That's the interesting part. I don't know how Iowa State guards... Him and White and Utoff.
Utoff is a weird matchup.
All at 6'9", but I don't think Utoff or Woodbury or Olashemi can guard edge him.
Do you remember the Royce White dunk at the beginning?
Oh, the last one
at Hilton.
That was fantastic. That'll be a good game. That's going to be a fun week.
That comes along a lot to coaching in that game, I think.
Fran's a good coach.
I know. That's going to be a really good coach. Intriguing.
And Devin Marble. I really like that guy. I think he's an NBA guy. I really like Devin Marble.
Does anybody scream NBA to you on Iowa State's roster?
Currently, I think the guy with the most NBA upside is Matt Thomas.
Yeah. Wow.
Edgem's got a shot. But if those who say George could leave early, no. No. George won't be leaving early. He's got a shot depending on the situation as well. And then some of those young guys, it's hard to tell. But that's the order I'd rank is. And Kane would have to really improve his shot.
Cody, any major coaching changes in the offseason other than CPR? We know he is locked in. We know, Cody.
There are changes every year.
Yep. Something's going to happen. Give us a week, bud. I mean, I'm sorry, Brent. I don't want to talk about the or the coordinators moving on. I don't want to talk about it today.
Okay. You've had a rough Thanksgiving.
No, it's
as
not
it
even
is.
That. It's just like I can't talk about the same thing every podcast. And no, Cody, we appreciate your question. You just need to wait like a week, and we'll probably know more. I don't, maybe not a week, but 2 weeks for sure. And I mean, the offense has sucked. They'll probably make a change, in my opinion. I don't know, but there's going to be movement. I'll guarantee you that, bud.
Interesting game for the offensive coordinator this weekend as well.
Is it?
Yes.
So you really think if they go and score 60 that it'll change?
It helps. Because maybe the light has come on for Rojas in the system? I don't know. I'm just throwing hypotheticals.
Yeah, I don't. This is how I look at the offense. Rhodes has been here 5 years. They've done relatively the same thing on offense, right? Has it ever worked?
They have not been, I think, above 80th nationally in offense.
Then you probably better change something. Better do something different.
You're not wrong there.
That's my analysis. More recruiting. JUCO players, this is Drew. JUCO players brought in because of player misses or position missing from previous class. What is the need for defensive line, linebacker, defensive back? It's a combination of everything. I wrote, it was after the West Virginia game.
You had that huge piece on the linebackers.
Yeah, about, I mean, what did they have, like 6 or 7
yeah.
guys who had either transferred or just plumb missed or gotten hurt? That's why the linebackers, I think safety, I mean, I think it's safety. They have guys who they could plug in there, but I think it's more of a depth thing
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Because
mm-hmm. I think like a guy like T.J. Mutcherson, I think, could probably play next year.
Yeah,
but
Charlie
would like to bring some JUCOs in.
Charlie could move over.
Charlie, I think, will be, he can play corner or he can play safety, and it's going to be a matter of need.
Who else is back there next year?
I can grab the depth chart if you'd like.
I'm trying to, because of course Broomfield and Jacquez are both gone, and they've plugged in guys pretty good there in the past. But I'm trying to rack my brain. T.J. Mutcherson, of course.
Charlie Rogers is fascinating. What they
Cotton,
do with him?
Mr. Cotton's back there. He's
Cotton,
been special
we haven't
teams
really
for
seen
years.
Anything from him?
He hasn't really played as a guy. Gage Schaefer's graduating.
Gage Schaefer, he gone. Cliff Stokes is gone. So you're losing both of your free safeties. Mutcherson and Cotton in there. So you've got Tribune at one corner. Sam Richardson probably at the other corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, with Rogers. Personally, I think Rogers is corner number 2 or 1 next year, but I think that he's getting so big. I mean, he's already at 6'1", 202. By comparison, Deion Broomfield is 6'2", 206, and Jacquez is 6'1", 220. Let's just say he puts on another 10 pounds. He could play either safety spot.
Agreed. Do you move Brackens back to safety? But you're already weak at linebacker.
You're already weak there, but nonetheless, Charlie could. See, that's not really linebacker. It's
that's the hybrid.
That's where
yeah.
Charlie really thrives anyway. So I think
Maybe.
It's a legit possibility to move him to the strong safety spot.
That's a fun, fascinating back end next year.
I don't know
year.
If I call it fun.
Not fun. Fun.
But it's fascinating
fun.
To the
fun
point.
Is an adventurous.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think that, but what is the reason and need for D linemen, linebackers, and I mean, look at all the guys they're losing. They clearly want to replace them with veterans, and I say that loosely, because we, Henry Simon, Ronnie Nelson, there's been a lot of JUCOs brought in who don't do a whole lot.
Some
Capiche,
solid ones.
Some are all
some
right.
Some solid.
But, I mean.
And you can never have enough defensive linemen.
No.
Never enough for those guys.
I actually am more confident about the D-line heading into
Which
next
is
year.
Weird. That's a weird thing to say.
But it's true, isn't
it?
But
it is true.
Gosh,
offensively, they should be better. They have to be better. One of these years, Chris, Iowa State's going to pull a Duke and all of a sudden jump into the top 60 nationally in offense. I don't know when it's going to be, but just pure odds. It has to happen.
Well, we'll see. Travis Hines, God love him. Tribune, Ames Tribune, not Nigel.
Right.
Which performance was better, Miley at the MTV Musical Video Awards or Miley at the AMAs? Please elaborate on choice. Swear to God, I didn't watch either one of them.
What?
No, I really didn't.
You saw the headlines for both.
I saw the replay of her at the MTV Awards where she was like, she did all that really weird crap, and she basically was like, she was the twerking. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
She was twerking that guy, that one guy.
Robin Thicke.
Yeah, because remember, I didn't know who he was, and you came at me. And I did not see, true story here, we came back from that shopping grocery trip from hell that I already talked about on Sunday, and we're having dinner, and I'm flipping through the channels, and I see, oh, it looks like an award show. Oh, the American Music Awards are on. Cool. And watch it for 10 minutes, and I didn't know one damn person on the thing. It was...
Getting old, brother.
No, I just don't watch it. I don't listen to it, Brent. I don't. The only non-country act I really pay any attention to is Eminem. I love him.
Has a new album out.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's my CrossFit music there, baby. That's some good listening. They don't make the rap artists like they used to. These guys out there now suck.
Not some good ones
They're
out there.
They're terrible.
I don't know.
Whatever happened to the DMXs of the world?
Well,
other than bankruptcy.
Well, the rapsters have turned hipster.
Yeah, and I don't like that. Speaking of hipster, what about that bar we were at on Friday?
Holy smokes. Du Bois needs to slow down.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we went to the, celebrating a friend's birthday, so we went to the East Village. And this is not saying anything negative about the East Village, it's a fine area. It does attract some interesting characters there. And we went to Up Down, which is an arcade-themed bar. So it has all those arcade games from, like, the 90s at Cruisin' USA, one of the Bloom favorites back in the arcade days.
It's good time,
NBA Jam. Saw NBA Jam there.
Fine choice.
Mortal Kombat.
So Carper and I played WrestleMania for
WrestleMania
a good chunk of time.
Would be great if there was, like, 15 people at that bar. But there are probably 400 people in this cramped little space. And
they're all wearing,
I think,
like, short shorts and high socks.
I think
sneakers.
we were two of, like, eight people of 400 that were dressed like human beings. And
a lot of odd piercings.
Oh, wow. It just...
Strange hair color.
It was an interesting location and idea for a bar, but it's working for those folks.
So, back to Heinz. Yeah. What did Miley do at the American Music Awards?
She sang Wrecking Ball, which I think is an okay song.
Did she sing that song, or is it like a cover?
No, it's her. Came in like a wrecking ball.
Sing it for a minute.
I'm good. That's all you get. Although it could be a parallel to the Iowa State football season.
That's what Travis is doing. The media is always against Iowa State. He's taking an undeliberate shot at Iowa State.
So if you're Miley Cyrus, right, and at the VMAs you made a name for yourself by twerking with Robin Thicke and getting national headlines, you're performing at the AMAs, what way to generate more headlines? You sing a song with a lip-syncing cat in the background.
Wait, a cat? Like a real cat?
No. Like a video...
Oh, like a digital cat.
Digital cat.
A digital kitten.
She sang with a lip-syncing cat behind her. Where she came up with this, I have no idea. But that's what happened. Can I analyze that? I think she needs to stop doing marijuana. Because that's the only way you come up with that concept.
Well, where does she live?
California.
So she's not up in Washington
or Colorado. I don't know. She was in Amsterdam over recently, so maybe that's...
Stop doing marijuana.
Yeah. So
which performance was better, though? Answer the man's question.
I the first one. Because at least that was original. Now you're just trying to be a Tommy Topper to yourself. And it doesn't...
Tommy Topper?
Yeah, nobody likes a Tommy Topper.
I'm going to go with the second one because it involved a feline.
Oh, Miley had her 21st birthday this week.
Oh, I'm sure that was a doozy. My God.
If you
go at it as hard as she does normally, though,
what can you do for your 21st
birthday?
Yeah,
when you just rave for 24 straight hours?
I mean...
And you know what sucks about... She used to be this sweet, pretty little girl.
In public?
No, but, dude, like, she was a pretty girl. Like appearance-wise.
Oh,
and now she looks
when
like
she was
freak.
On Disney.
Yeah, she was a pretty girl.
But that's my thing.
What
when
is
you,
wrong with her?
When you, it's my
Billy Ray is a horrible dad.
This is my theory on famous people. When you're famous, you have to try and stay famous by doing something different. And
so you think this is some person behind her telling her to do
this
stuff?
No, I think she, like, they get bored and they want to do something so radical to get more attention. It's just a vicious cycle.
Is it kind of like the kid in like fourth grade who's too smart to be in the class and that's why he always acts up?
Similar.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a billionaire, which she is.
She's a billionaire?
Probably. She's got to be close. She's, or maybe more, whatever. 100 millionaire at least. How do you keep staying active and fresh in the media is by doing weird stuff. Same thing happened to Spears. Same thing happened to some of those people. Now you've got normal folks as well who realize that they're, at the end of the day, are humans. Yeah. They don't need to act like a sideshow.
What about Screech from Saved by the Bell? You ever heard the stories about that guy? Wow.
Don't Google him.
Holy mackerel.
Do not Google him.
Okay. Ryan, this is a kind of an odd off-the-wall question, Ryan, but we'll answer it anyway, pal. Do you think coaches use Rivals and other recruiting sites to find players, or do they hear about them from others? They absolutely use Rivals and other recruiting sites, but they also hear about guys. I mean, I'm sure there's situations where, you know, because this is how it works. Because I think there's a misconception out there. It's like, oh, Courtney Messingham is a quarterback coach, so he recruits all the quarterbacks. It's not how it works. They go by region.
Right.
For instance, Shane Burnham has Central Iowa right now. He was the guy who brought in Alan Lazard. Shane Burnham has Southern Florida. Tom Herman, I know, used to be big in Texas. Courtney Messingham, I believe, is a Florida recruiter. He also does some Central Iowa, I believe. Bill Blyle's a Texas guy. You know, they all have their... Rhodes just goes to close the deal wherever. But
I'm going to give a fist bump to Derek Day, graduate assistant Derek Day, who's been huge in Illinois.
Oh, yeah, because they got the...
they got a couple of guys from Illinois.
The wide receiver
from
out there.
Which is pretty sweet for a GA to be that well-known. Just give Derek... Derek's a good
dude.
Perhaps
he could be a guy who gets a job.
I don't know. Derek's a good dude. I like Derek.
So I hope that answers your question, Ryan. A little bit of both, man. A little bit of both.
I think they look at what other schools have offered.
Oh yeah,
as well as indicators.
That's what's ridiculous. I hate if Michigan, Ohio State, Florida State, and Auburn have offered a guy. There's a chance that he's probably better than the guy who Miami of Ohio and Akron are in on. It's common sense.
Yes,
and that's a lot how recruiting goes. I mean, that's why Iowa State is the first to offer kids a lot of times. Because they got to have something. You know, once the other guys jump in, they got to be like, well, we were the one who spotted you first. That's their selling point.
And it's easier than for the big dogs because they can come in at the last second and go, well.
Correct. If there's a kid from Texas who the Longhorns have as their plan F, Iowa State offers, and the kid commits to Iowa State. You know what? If it comes down to plan F, Mac knows he can pick up the phone on the first Tuesday of February and get him to come to Austin.
Yep. Just look at Iowa State to commit. Say that kid's from Texas. Why don't you come here, young fella?
Got another question about basketball. Tyler, I think we already answered it about the differences in this year's team compared to last. I think that's it, Bloom.
Good questions, Twitter.
Quality questions. That's all I got, man.
Who would guard Royce White on this year's team?
On this year's team? DeAndre Kane or Melvin Ejim was the only two guys I could think of.
Not a bad idea. I was struck by this watching the UMKC game yesterday. DeAndre Kane is a seventh grader playing against third graders on the playground.
That's a fine comparison.
It's just he's so much older and stronger. It's almost unfair. There was one play where the little Bledsoe was like 5'8", tried to guard him. And Kane looked at him like, are you serious, man? Like, you? Because I get that a lot when people would post me up in the pickup games. And it's kind of insulting, but as a big guy, like Kane, he's like, all right, just give me the ball in the post. And he turned, did one drop step, and had a layup.
He's a good player.
He is something. He's got some game to him. I like DeAndre. I was looking it up today, couldn't find it, but he's averaging like 17 points, 8.5 rebounds and 5 assists. I couldn't find the stat exactly, but I would guess he's the only person in the country averaging those numbers. It'd be hard pressed to find anybody matching those.
Yeah, I can't think of any off the top of my head. It's been good non-conference basketball this year, though, I've thought.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Getting ready to, once you leave, Dirks and I are going to sit in the basement and watch Maui all night.
Got Maui. Can we go there? Let's get Iowa State. I know they're going to Hawaii this year.
It's not the same.
Not, you got to go to Maui.
Yeah, I agree. Bloom, have a very merry Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You as well. Go hang on with your wife.
It'll be okay. Fine.
I know. Just saying.
You know, the whole plate thing really riled me up.
A plate's a plate.
Yeah, but the strawberries, how the hell am I supposed to know if you want them sliced?
You don't.
You put frozen strawberries on the list, and through hell and high water, I got you frozen strawberries. Why do I get picked apart for that?
But it's like a bad block charge call. The call's been made. You move on, you go make a play.
Yeah, but I ain't getting that $7 back.
No, you're not. I hope your strawberries are delicious.
Jiminy Christmas. All right, Bloom, travel safely to Morgantown.
Thank you.
Hopefully next week we have a positive end of the season podcast. As positive as can be. Perhaps we'll have some news to talk about as well. He is Brent Bloom. My name is Chris Williams. Reminded you, hey, do your Christmas shopping at Mr. B Clothing, 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive. So long, everybody.